When Mr. Sheeks came back into the courtroom, he knew he'd gone and done it. His views on the woman question were no secret, and here he'd misbehaved in front of the first woman judge in the country. The situation called for humbleness, and that was not a thing that came easy to Ben Sheeks. "Your Honor," he said, "I apologize for my behavior, and I submit to any punishment you might inflict. I was in contempt." Mrs. Morris was not educated in the fine points of the law, but she'd raised three sons in rough-and-tumble places, and she knew a thing or two about common-sense fairness. "Your behavior was justified, Mr. Sheeks," was all she said, and that was an end to it. Along with seven other South Pass City women, the judge cast her vote for the very first time on September 6, 1870. She later claimed she had her personal physician by her side, and he determined the operation of voting had no ill effects on a woman's health. Her term ended the following month. "My position as Justice of the Peace was a test to woman's ability to hold public office," she said. "And I feel that my work has been satisfactory, although I have often regretted I was not better qualified to fill the position. Like all pioneers, I have labored more in faith and hope."